At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks for listening. We have football on TV again. Season's about to start. And speaking of seasons, well, forecasters think Tropical Storm Aaron could be the first hurricane in the Atlantic this season. After forming Monday, it's early, so we'll see how that grows. And the New York Times is among several outlets reporting some cryptocurrency marketing scheme is what's behind all the neon green dildos flying on a WNBA court the past couple weeks. Yeah, following up on the story I ran this last Friday, figured it had to be some fools with some kind of coordinated thing since they were all neon green dildos being tossed. Now, from one explicit story to another.
My favorite stories of the day.
Because there's a strip club in Oklahoma City called Bear Assets. And at Bear Assets, the Saturday before last on the 2nd, KFOR News 4 is reporting there was a guy inside who was apparently not having a great night. And cops say he made it worse by taking that I'm not having a great night attitude and applying it to the strip club's mentally disabled janitor. Police say something led to these two ignoring the happy vibe men normally have around naked women, and they started beefing to the point where Oklahoma City cops say the man called the mentally disabled janitor a racial slur, then pulled a knife. And that must have been his strongest looking moment on the surveillance video replay that cops say they watched, because his black eye and bloody scratches all over his face in his mugshot makes it clear he lost. Police say that janitor grabbed his broom, and brooms have a longer reach than a knife, and boy did he reach him. Cops say he whipped that dude's butt with that broom, then jumped on him and started beating him without it. Then officers came in and added to the guy's misery with handcuffs, charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon for the knife, and racial harassment for the slur he took a beating for. Needed hospital care before jail and taking that mugshot. Well, in Tyler, Texas, another mugshot. This one of a 46-year-old man who was just arrested this past Thursday because police tell KLTV ABC 7 he scared the bejesus out of these two girls 2 weeks ago. So when they say he drove up on them while one of them was on a bike, the other on a scooter, and they say he jumped out of his truck wearing only a diaper with a pacifier around his neck, yelling, "Goo goo gaga, I need a diaper change." Cops say the 11-year-old girl on that bike and her buddy on the scooter took off and told one of the neighbors outside, who managed to catch part of Big Baby Mr. Diaper's license plate as he took off. He didn't stick around. He got away until investigators tied this one to him, partly thanks to the partial license plate the neighbor wrote down. And they suspect he has a history of this kind of stuff, saying they have solicitation reports dating back to 1999. He went to the guy's job and arrested him for this.
Better have my money. Pay me what you want.
Well, a Maryland woman was just arrested because the state fire marshal got involved with how she's accused of handling matters when someone owes her money. And investigators say they caught up to the 51-year-old the Thursday before last after she went to the home of someone she's known for years back on July 3rd, looking for him to pay the $7 he owes her. Yes, $7. Well, WJLA 7 News is reporting she got so upset over leaving the man's house without those $7, she went somewhere quick and grabbed a can of gasoline, brought it back to the man's house, where investigators say she set the guy's front door on fire, then jumped on a bicycle and rode off. Now, they say the homeowner had a fire extinguisher and used it. The Maryland State Fire Marshal got surveillance video footage, and using it on top of the fact that they say the guy has known this woman for years, they all tied the 51-year-old to this level of retribution over a $7 debt. Back in a moment. And hey, check out DJ Greg H and his Jams podcast. Just dropped another R&B hip-hop mix. This at the end of last week.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
You today.
Introducing Drobot. Drobot can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small.
Buckle up. I'm a Drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board, and upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
And now for the world around us.
Okay, this next one falls in the I'm so rich, I just paid an insane amount of money for this simple thing category. The UPI credited newspaper La Prensa in Panama with reporting some guy from Dubai just won a bid to pay $13,705 a pound or $30,204 a kilogram for this Panamanian geisha coffee. Coffee. Some of the best coffee in the world, they say, but still coffee. That was a record-winning bid at the 2025 Best of Panama International online auction. And folks running it all tell La Prensa newspaper that their sales altogether added up to an average price that more than doubled last year's number. So hopefully this is not a sign that regular good old-fashioned coffee prices are also about to go up to match the high-end Panamanian geisha types.
Oh, yeah.
The Times of Malta news site has a story posted of a German tourist who got arrested in Malta, and a court just fined him 1,200 pounds last Wednesday after admitted to being the guy in the blurred photo in the Times of Malta's story. And it was blurred, but plainly obvious, a butt-naked man was riding a scooter-looking motorcycle in traffic. He was wearing a helmet on his noggin. Now, whoever shot the video got the rear angle, so the man's rear end was right above the license plate in the screenshot from the video, which someone posted to social media to show the guy taking in the breeze. And cops say they saw it, used it, too. Used that footage to track down the owner of the rental motorcycle, it turns out, who snitched, told him it was a 26-year-old German tourist who ended up apologizing in court, with his lawyer saying he didn't know it was illegal in Malta to ride a scooter butt naked in public. That 1,200-pound fine was paid to make sure he knows now. The Guardian newspaper is reporting a 72-year-old retired British social worker living in Spain is, like so many of us, online ordering stuff, in her case, from Amazon, because The Guardian is saying she wanted some mosquito repellent. Well, about a month ago now, the paper is reporting an Amazon delivery guy showed up. She buzzed him in, asked him to wait at the gate while she went to use the bathroom. But they say when she came out, the 72-year-old says she found that guy had come in, made his way upstairs, and was right there in her bedroom with his pants down and one of his hands down. There, stroking himself, until she said he finished. And then she said he went back outside to the front door like nothing happened and asked her for her ID number to register the delivery. And at that point, she said a colleague got out of the delivery van and walked up to see what was taking so long. Now, this would have been the perfect chance for her to say he was jerking off. But the retired British woman says her Spanish is not good, so she only managed to say your colleague did something very bad. Well, The Guardian is saying as soon as they left, she reported what happened to police and an Amazon customer service line. But 2 days later, she had another Amazon delivery, and guess who showed up? She said the same two dudes showed up with that package, but no showing off his own package this time. No, he denied it, actually, when she explained fully in Spanish this time to his older coworker what had happened the last time. But police had already come by at that point and scooped up evidence left behind on the bedroom floor, so testing to see if it was that delivery guy. And Amazon wanted to be clear. They say he was a third-party contractor, not one of their employees. Now, police and prosecutors will decide if they have enough to arrest and charge the guy at this point. Time for another break. Back in a moment.
Enjoy this moment of serenity.
Oh. get you, Bigfoot, out that water.
Thank you for taking part in this moment of calmness. Brought to you by ASMR.
Yeah, that's exactly how.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Because, yeah, it can be a hit to the ego when someone tells you your breath stinks or that your body odor is clearing out the room and people's nostrils. But if we could put aside our defensive replies and thoughts for a moment, it would be clear that if that person did not yell it out for everyone nearby to hear, that they were really doing us a solid by letting us know. You know, zip up your pants, your fly's open. That's another one that could be a little embarrassing. And people can sometimes leave home in a hurry and forget to check those embarrassing things. And the helpful person and or good friend letting one know should be the last one would want to whip out a shotgun to kill. But that is why a 34-year-old Tucson man was sentenced last week to 29 years in prison because, yeah, Arizona's family CBS 5 TV station is reporting the guy walked into the Phoenix office of the commercial truck driving job that he quit and fired a couple shotgun shells at his old boss, who managed to flip his desk to hide behind and avoid being shot. And it was all because investigators say the former boss had to talk with him about his hygiene and for not following rules for driving a commercial vehicle. So however this hygiene talk went down, investigators say this guy's answer was not to say thanks and appreciate the person telling him instead of laughing behind their back. And now everybody in prison will know he's the guy with bad hygiene, only his cellmate might have to pinch their nose and deal with it. Unless they want to find out if this taught him how to deal with a friend.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthday?
Yeah, that's exactly how.
Front, back, side to side.
That's the way I love to roll.
I like the way you call me Big Slammy.
Cause that's the way I roll. She treats me like a baby, like only a mother can. But when we alone, she lets me know I'm a man. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 12th. Actor Imani Hakim, the younger sister Tanya and Everybody Hates Chris, she's 32 now. Actor and model Cara Delevingne, 33. Actor Lakeith Stanfield is 34. And Ben's brother, actor Casey Affleck, turned 50 today. Actor Rebecca Gayhart, 54. So is actor and comedian Michael Ian Black. And rounding out the 54th B-Day Club, actor Yvette Nicole Brown, 54.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Finally, a song, and one that did a lot for the BBL industry. Rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot is 62. Flash Gordon, back in the 80s, actor Sam J. Jones is 71.
Turning the joint upside.
Kid Creole and the Coconuts, singer Kid Creole, 75. Dire Straits, singer-songwriter and guitarist Mark Knopfler is 76. Actor Dana Ivey is 84. And actor George Hamilton is 86. Then on Wednesday, singer James Morrison will be 41. Actor Debbie Mazar will turn 61. Actor John Slattery, 63. Actor Don Lewis, different world, hanging with Mr. Cooper. She'll be 64. And Partridge Family actor Danny Bonaducci, 66. Opera singer Kathleen Battle will be 77. Then on Thursday the 14th, Diane, the youngest daughter in Blackish. Actor Marseille Martin will be 21 now. Winston in The New Girl and won an Emmy for his role in Fargo. Actor Lamorne Morris will be 42. And so will actor Mila Kunis, 42 now. Actor Halle Berry will be 59 years old. Just heard David Justice on the, what was that, All the Smoke podcast talking about his time when they were together. Singer and actor Sarah Brightman will be 65. Jack A. 227 and sister, actor Jack A. Harry will be 69. The Far Side cartoonist Gary Larson will turn 75. Romance novelist Danielle Steele, 78.
On one in a million.
Graham Central Station and Sly and the Family Stone, too. Bass guitarist and singer Larry Graham, 79.
But Huggy Bear's guaranteed going to dark crosses. give you 24-hour protection.
The Hustler, Huggy Bear, and Starsky and Hutch, actor Antonio Fargas, still pimping, also at 79.
I take all my money and bought me a museum.
Actor, comedian, and musician Steve Martin will turn 80 Thursday, and
summer breeze makes me feel fine.
The latter half of Seals and Crofts, singer Dash Crofts will turn 87. And that'll do it for another Real Pod Newscast. Thanks as always for listening. And please check out the show's Facebook page where I drop song credits, the website, Marty will give that in a second. And one of these days I'll finally jump on TikTok and set up a show page there on Instagram and other social media sites. For now, though, just hope folks are enjoying the show. Have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
A scooter butt naked in public. A scooter bike butt naked in public. A scooter bike. A scooter butt naked in public. Yeah, take the bike out. The scooter, but...
Showed up.